public court here. The one person from ESCOM, I don't know if it's a member of the public.
It's a member of ESCOM.
Mr. Kose, I think we should get apologies and then get the presentation of the legacy report. Let's get the apologies and then so that I can make a suggestion on the legacy report, and after that I'd like to ask Honorable Fako to look after this mic just for 5 minutes as I step outside. Oh, we can look for after it from there, Honorable Fako, it's okay. So, but let's just get apologies first.
Thank you, Chair. The following apologies. Mr. Milam, who due to another appointment is unable to attend the meeting this morning. And then Mr. Esterhazen is undergoing surgery this morning, Chair, here in Cape Town. So those are the apologies received, Chair.
Chair, why is this is he boycotting you? There is no apology from you.
No, he says the screen is too far. He intended to use that projector, but it appears we won't be able to use it. We'll just go use our hard copies. We should wish Honorable Estes and well to see undergoes surgery. Honorable Carter.
Thank you, Chair. Maybe the committee can also send some flowers and everything to Honorable Steenhuisen. But I just want to record that I will be leaving any time after 12.
What did I say?
No.
That's the one who's conducting interviews for members.
Okay, Honorable, Honorable Kata, I think that's a good idea. We don't know where he is. I don't know how that gets done.
From your vice
Mr. Kote. Yes, we should do it.
I'm sure there's a rollover. The budget was never used. There's a rollover there. Which is not supposed to be. And you must put that rollover in this. You want to see
the takeout of the saving.
Yes. It's on the legacy report.
We received the first draft last week. I know that Mr. Kota sent the second draft yesterday, but there weren't many changes. We just put recommendations at the end of the report. So what my suggestion is, we do one of two things. That the first part of the report is the important part. It indicates what the committee did over the last 5 years. It's about 8.5 pages. And then the last two pages of the way forward of the challenges and the recommendations. It's essentially what we're recommending the six portfolio committee take forward. So I suggest that we Mr. Kwase just presents the first 8 pages that deal with the issues that we've dealt with in the 5 first, so that we make sure that there are no gaps, and then after that present the last 2 pages, because the rest of the report is really what he calls administrative information. That was extracted from the records that we have of the activities of the committee. So, can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Mr. Kwase. Please go ahead. And Honorable Fako, can I please step out and so?
The Minister of Health from Accra.
Which minister?
The one of the portfolio. Did you send him flowers?
I think it was just a short emergency. I think he's out of hospital.
I see you, the minister.
Members, can we please continue the meeting?
From
ICU.
Okay, it was a member. So ICU is sendable to ICU. If only I was down there, I also have to take it.
Okay. With that note, we are happy that our minister recovered so soon. Okay, on that note, honorable members, let's hand over to Mr. Kotze to lead us in the presentation. Over to you, Mr. Kotze.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, do you... Must I read it page for page, or how do you want me to proceed with it?
Summary.
Right. Page one, the key highlights. Number one, reflection on committee program per year on whether the objectives of such programs were achieved. Now, it just indicates the mandate of the committee is to consider and process legislation, refer to it, exercise oversight over the Department of Energy and its entities, reporting to it, consider international agreements, refer to it, consider the budget vote of the Department of Energy and its entities, facilitate public participation in its processes, and to consider all other matters, refer to it in terms of legislation and the rules of Parliament. Then 1.1, as you can see there, Chair, it just indicates what we did in 2014 to 2015, where the focus was on, it started on the 24th of June with the election of the chairperson. Proceeding in 2014, the committee focused on the electrification program, the oversight on state-owned entities, regional integration, where we focused on the Grand Inga hydropower project, the nuclear new build program, petroleum and gas, the Eskom new build program, with regard to oversight visits to, where did we go? The Dupi, Sile, oversight visit. As we've indicated, the year 2014-15 was beset with energy, especially electricity challenges, which unfortunately impacted negatively on the country's economic development. Then we go on page two, Chair. 2015-16, where the committee focused on challenges in the energy sector, the energy sector skills development, where we met with the various CETAs, nuclear, oversight on state-owned entities and the department. In 2016, the department focused on the nuclear build program, governance issues at the Central Energy Fund at Petro-SA, electricity pricing and regional integration. Again, the Grand Inga hydropower project. 1.3, 2016-17. The committee focused on governance in state-owned entities, electricity distribution industry, particularly focusing on ways to resolve the EDI challenges through the interministerial task team that was established, energy policies, renewable energy industry, particularly the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producer Program, Procurement Program. The committee held public hearings, public meetings, as well as oversight visits on the above-mentioned areas, where we went to Sasselburg, where we had these public meetings, for example. 1.4, 2018-19, the focus of the committee program was on Eskom governance challenges, electricity and fuel pricing, the integrated resource plan, where we had public hearings and roundtable discussions, for example. Then 1.5, the achievements of the fifth parliament. During the fifth parliament, there were noticeable achievements. Some of the achievements include the following. According to the Money Bills, Procedures and Related Matters Amendment Act, in October of each year, portfolio committees must compile budgetary review and recommendation reports, BRRRs, that assess service delivery performance given available resources, evaluate the effective and efficient use and forward allocation of resources, and may make recommendations on forward use of resources. The BRRR also source documents for the standing and select committees on appropriations / finance when they make recommendations to the Houses of Parliament on the MTBBS. The comprehensive review and analysis of the previous financial year's performance as well as performance to date form part of the process. With the exception of the 2017-18 financial year, the committee has effectively provided the oversight as required by the Act. The members will remember that the department did not submit timeously its annual report of last year, 17-18, the department and NEXA. Yeah. Then on page 3, the integrated resource plan for electricity, which has long been under development, is now in the process of being finalized. For the first time in the the Energy Committee, the PCE had public hearings in the roundtable discussion on the IRP, conducted oversight on energy efficiency initiatives as part of the REIPPP. The committee visited the Lesatsi Solar Power Project in the Free State province. The committee visited Sasol, also in the Free State, Sasselburg. The committee also had engagement, public hearings with the community surrounding Sasol to hear about Sasol's social responsibility projects. Whilst governance and on entities reporting to the department remains a challenge, the committee has made significant inroads in ensuring that governance challenges at the Central Energy Fund and PetroSA are addressed in various forms. The committee initiated the electricity distribution industry public hearings, which resulted in the formation of the Interministerial Task Team on EDI. In ensuring that South Africans are protected against electricity price increases, the committee had robust engagements with Eskom, the DOE, and the NERSA, particular on electricity and fuel pricing. The committee had several meetings on the National Solar Water Heater Program to ensure that problems related to the implementation thereof are addressed. Consequently, the implementation model has been revised to try to resolve the challenges. Four of the six entities reporting to the department performed well under the guidance of the committee. The two entities which had challenges was the Central Energy Fund and its subsidiaries and the South African Nuclear Energy Corporation, NEXA. On energy and regional integration, the committee had several meetings on the Grand Inga hydropower project. On international relations, the committee had a meeting with the members of the Norwegian Parliament on energy and environment. The meeting was held in South Africa here at Parliament. The purpose was to exchange ideas and share experiences on energy issues. The committee in 2014 undertook a study tour to Germany as invited by the Embassy of the Federal Republic of Germany. For effective oversight on nuclear, the committee held several meetings. This included briefings on the intergovernmental agreements, which had been signed with vendor countries that had shown interest to participate in the nuclear build program. The process was challenged by the non-governmental organizations, and the court ruled that the process must start afresh, as due processes were not followed. The committee was also briefed on the procurement process of the service providers that had been appointed to do preliminary studies on the nuclear new build program. Number two, committee's focus areas during the fifth parliament. Strategic priorities for fifth parliament. Guided by the constitution and the overview of the past 20 years of the democratic parliament, the following strategic priorities as put forward by the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces were identified for the fifth parliament. Strengthening oversight and accountability, enhancing public involvement, deepening engagement in international fora, strengthening cooperative government, and strengthening legislative capacity. 2.1, the committee priorities. The vision of the PCE is to be a vibrant and effective portfolio committee that legislates and conducts oversight over the implementation of departmental programs and related entities to improve service delivery, achieve universal access to electricity, and a transformed energy sector. As a committee of the National Assembly, whose powers are enumerated in Chapter 4 of the Constitution and in accordance with the rules and orders of the National Assembly, the committee is required, in respect of the mandate of the Department of Energy, to consider, amend, approve, or reject legislation, consider and approve budgets and monitor expenditure of department and entities. Consider progress reports from the line function department and entities on their respective mandates, ensure that all appropriate executive organs of state are held accountable for their actions, and conduct oversight of the national executive authority and of any organ of state. Strategic objectives of the committee. Now, members will recall in 2014 we had a strategic planning session in Caledon. So these derive from that. 2.2. Strategic objectives of the department: to facilitate the processing of legislation and the review of policies. B, oversee the capacity of the department to deliver on its mandate. C, oversee the security of electricity supply. D, oversee energy efficiency and demand. With regard to site management programs, include the solar water heater program. E, oversee the expansion of gas in the economy. F, oversee the petroleum sector with regard to petroleum refining capacity, monitor the developments in the price of fuel, strategic fuel stocks and storage facilities, monitor the processing of the MPRDA amendments. G, intensify oversight on state-owned entities. And then to drill down in more detail with regard to Central Energy Fund and its entities, NEXA, NNR, NERSA, and SANEDI. Key areas for future work include the processing of legislation and review of policies, monitoring of energy efficiency and demand-side management programs, robust oversight on state-owned entities, monitor developments in the gas industry, continue to oversee the security of electricity supply. Then number four focuses on key challenges emerging. The first bullet point relates to the, for lack of a better word, the lack of tabling, or the slow tabling of legislation and policies to Parliament. On page 7 there's a list of legislation which the Department indicated that they were going to table during the 2014-2019 period, but never did so. Then we go on to page 8. Second bullet point, which deals with the IRP, where we have public hearings, etc., and it's in the process of being finalized. And then bullet point 3, where it indicates the number of executive authorities during
the 2014-19 period. And again, the department is performing poorly on submissions of bills, policies to Parliament. And then it indicates that in the 2016-17 and 2017-18 financial years, respectively, the department received a qualified audit opinion. And then the slow rollout of non-grid connections due to negative perceptions about non-grid technologies and practical shortcomings. Number five, recommendations. We are saying that it is concerning that the department performs poorly in terms of its core mandate, which is to formulate energy policies, regulatory framework, and legislation inter alia. The department in the fourth parliament had planned to submit bills to parliament, and the deadlines for the submissions were missed every time. The same bills are planned for submission to parliament during the current parliamentary term. However, the fifth parliament is in its final year, and it is very unlikely that any bill will be processed within the current term. Delays in the finalization of the IEP, the Integrated Energy Plan, and the IRP, the Integrated Resource Plan, are also concerning. Thus, the sixth parliament should ensure that all outstanding legislation as listed above are finalized. All outstanding policies, including the Integrated Energy Plan, the Integrated Resource Plan, and the Gas Utilization Master Plan, are finalized. Two, all issues relating to PetroSA and the Central Energy Fund are addressed. This includes the restructuring of the Central Energy Fund. Three, ensure that NEXA is correctly positioned in terms of legislation and oversee and monitor that NEXA explores mechanisms to generate most of its own funds. Three, the National Solar Water Heater Program is implemented. Four, the Interministerial Task Team on Electricity Distribution presents its report to the committee. Five, undertake oversight visit to Sasol, to the Sasol plant in Secunda, ensure that a decision on expanding oil refining capacity is taken. Seven, monitor and oversee security and electricity supply. Chair, do you want me to go immediately to page, what is it, 48?
Okay, let's pause a little bit, Mr. Kotzis, so that members can pose questions or clarities or recommendations or whatever, so that we know that we finish this part. I think the point I have on the failure of the fifth parliament to legislate, to embark on all the legislation that were required, I think it was inconsistency in the executive. We had more than four energy ministers. Oh, thank you. We had more than four energy ministers. So I think the inconsistent changing of in the executive level contributed to the lack of adopting the legislation. I think it's an important point that we need to fill, in my view. I don't know how to feel about that. Honorable Mabunda.
Thanks, Chair. On page 9, the recommendations.
Okay.
Maybe I just read it without going through other things. On recommendations, Roman figure three, it says the National Solar Water Heater Program is implemented. I find it very strange. I don't know which solar heater program has been implemented.
No.
Maybe we...
Okay. Can I give clarity?
Yes.
No, these are recommendations. Well, let's start there at the beginning, ne? On recommendation, on recommendation. On page...
On page 8.
It is concerning that the department performs poorly in terms of its core mandate, which is to formulate energy policies, regulatory framework and legislation inter alia. The department in the fourth, blah, 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 blah. But all, we are recommending that all that we didn't complete, the next parliament, the sixth parliament must complete, including the solar water program. It must be interacted, it must be implemented in the next parliament. So it's only a recommendation. So we are recommending that in the next parliament must finish them off. So that's what it is about. Okay.
Just a follow-up.
Okay.
To say, I think there must be a must in it. For instance, the National Solar Water Heater Program must be implemented.
Okay.
As a recommendation.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, can Honorable Mabunda? And Honorable Matlala?
There is I'm not sure, Chair, where can I place this as part of the recommendations. We had some lengthy discussions about the PASA issue, that it must be transferred from the DMR to the Department of Energy. We had some serious discussions, and at some point we needed a political intervention. It's unfortunate the ministers that they were there at the time when we were discussing this issue. Sometimes they would come, sometimes they don't come. And I couldn't get the clarity from the DG or the officials of the department with regard to the PASA issue. But then it was just hanging over there. And the last time, I think, when we asked the minister about this issue, he couldn't have an answer because he was waiting for the executive to take a decision. So where do we place this issue to? But it was discussed if you go through your entire minutes from 2014, you will find that discussions.
The PASA issue. Can you elaborate on it?
The hiving off.
Speak on the mic.
I think Mr. Matlala is referring to the hiving off of PASA and the AEMFC. There was that issue with Central Energy Fund of the hiving off of those two entities to the DMR. But I mean, last week, when was it, 2 weeks ago, when the question was asked, but the response from the department was that due to the reconfiguration, or one of the reasons, the coming reconfiguration that has been put on hold, the hiving off, because the executive are not sure where they stand at this stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I think it's going to be difficult because we don't even know how do the department going to look like.
Correct.
Might be the president might say energy and
minerals
go back together. So...
So it's put on hold currently.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Comrade Mamisha. Honorable Mamisha.
No. Thank you, Chair. I'm of the view that we put everything on the report. And as and when the departments are combined, we'll reach that stage when we get there.
Yeah.
Must just write a report. And I think also, Chair, that when we speak about outstanding legislations and bills, we must list those. We can't just say bills and legislation, which ones exactly. They must be listed on the report, particularly on the recommendations. Also, Chair, I thought that Matlala was going to raise the error. We did not go to Germany. We didn't go anywhere last year. We're here in South Africa, all of us.
Yes.
So I don't know this tour that you are referring to where you kept money there. It's 2014 and you wrote here 2018.
Man.
There where
page
you wrote
37.
You wrote here 2018. And 2018
no, you spoke about
we were here all of us. Yeah, we did not go. We longed to go to Turkey. But we could not go to Turkey. Because the chair did not allow us. We wanted to go to many places. Hong Kong, the chair did not allow us to go there.
And
it was just on arrival. 2014, we were enticed there. Yeah. We were excited that we were going to see places there in the world. But Dololo. Yeah, it ended there on arrival. Instead, she just went to China alone and left all of us here. Very bad. That's one issue. I'm raising this chair because I know Jay is passionate about. It was passionate about Gam. So that with that testing of Patricia Delid who left the portfolio. Was in the portfolio for 20 years. So they were passionate about that thing of GAMP and many other bills. And also on the recommendations, Chair, it would be remiss of us if we don't note the investigation of the rotation of the stock. That the next parliament must continue with that because it's a national issue and it's very important. And that the stock which was sold to Nigerians, it was our souvenir which was supposed to be rotated and then it wasn't. So it must also be on those recommendations. I'm not sure if the issues of investigations also you have put on the legacy report because the litigations on from various state entities, they must be highlighted on the legacy report so that whoever that becomes a part of the portfolio is clear of what is what in which entity and so on and so forth. So it will help and empower those companies that will be part of the portfolio on energy. Chair, there's this other portfolio which I don't see the pictures here because the deputy that told you that it's on a serious note and you're laughing at me now because I'm exposing you. The deputy speaker told Arik. In that session of theirs which the chair did not own, that on the legacy report there must be a picture of committee members so that those who are coming, they see who were the portfolio committee members. He said he wants that on the report as well. But Areko is defying the deputy speaker, I'm worried, Chair, but why Areko is defying the deputy speaker. That picture must say, this is the legacy of Honorable Matlala as well. So he must appear, even if he's not coming back, he must appear on this report. Yeah, so I did not see Areko on your oversight issue, the visit to Mosulbe. And remember, we had also a meeting there. So I did not see it highlighted here on your report. So I think those are a few additions, Chair, which I would ask us to include. And one last issue, I know the Chair will say something.
that ESCOM must be moved from public enterprises to Department of Energy. 80% of the budget of energy is totally ESCOM. Now, it can't be that ESCOM reports to two portfolios. This ESCOM must come here to this portfolio. All I know is that these two departments will never be merged for political reasons. I will tell you offline. They will never be merged, those two portfolios, because there's a lot of things there that needs a particular focus by a particular person. So we really need to also highlight that. I don't want to speak on the IPPs because there's many issues. I don't want to end up in ICU. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Oh,
the other one, Chair, I want to make life easy for the incoming committee of energy. Remember, we had some serious debate on the Grand Inga hydropower project for quite a long time, since 2014, up to last week for sure. It was raised by you, if I remember very well, Chair. This issue is very important because seemingly there is no movement there. The report we get from the powers there is that now we are in the process and there is no report. So just up and down, you know. So it must be here so that the committee must make sure that maybe they undertake a study tour to Zitangola, ne?
DRC,
yes. No, they must undertake a visit, a study tour to that site.
Okay.
To check as to whether how far are we with regard to these things, because we can't sit here and discuss these things for the coming 20 years discussing one and the same issue here. There is a load shedding, I'm told, the report I got from one of my colleagues, you know what's happening about this load shedding. Is that they also, ESCOM, is it ESCOM? Yes. They, if you charge your phone and you leave it for quite a long time, then say there is an over load shedding. No, I'm talking, Chair. It's not fake news because I'm one of them that I've experienced this morning. You charge your phone, they take some units from your phone back to ESCOM. And we can't sit here and discuss these things for quite a long time. We must make sure that the incoming committee must undertake a study tour to that side, yes, to check and verify straight how far we. This thing is very serious. Check.
Thank you, Comrade, for the addition, Comrade Mabunda.
Yes, Chair. Honorable Matar is just unfortunate. He was lobbying me to say we must not talk too much.
Yes,
started again. And then in the report, I don't see us the report that says we visited Quebec. Yeah, in fact, the entire tokenism about the nuclear is not there.
Yeah.
I don't know for what reason. Because we must also indicate how have we been interacting with all those issues and where these issues ended up. Not necessarily to say we want the nuclear to continue, but at least we have been talking about it for some time. Also, Chair, I think also the impairment of a 14 million rand.
Billion.
I think it must be there. Because it can't just disappear. The incoming portfolio committee members must know that there is this. They must not be surprised when it comes as if it is coming for the first time. So I'm just trying to add some of the things which I still remember. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. instance, Comrade Gada.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted just to add to what Honorable Tan have said with regards to the outstanding legislation. Just to understand the legislation that was supposed to be passed in this financial, in this term, and those that are still outstanding, perhaps the reason so that the next, in the sixth parliament, at least people will know where to start to get those. And perhaps if you can just also highlight what was the reason for the delay, to say maybe you're still waiting for, let's say, cabinet to approve. That's something to give an idea to the other person, to the sixth parliament. And then with regards to the solar water heater program, I think at some point, I'm not sure if it does reflect on the report, I didn't see, there was a reason. I think at some point the funding was taken because the program was not doing well or something with regards to solar, because this one program that is doing very bad. I'm not sure if I didn't check, but it's something that I think it has to appear, because that program is one of the powerful programs for the department, especially now with the issue of the electricity and everything. I'm not sure how we can include it, but I think it's something that has to be resuscitated if it is dead. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Honorable Gata. On the issue of the failure in terms of the legislation, it's our failure as a committee. We're all here for 5 years. I've highlighted the issue, my issue, and maybe we can come up with another one. The inconsistency in the executive, the changing of the minister, there was no we'll have this minister as a Niyaki focus on as a Niyaki. So I think that's the main point, but members can come up with other issues. I mean, it's our collective responsibility as a community. Dr. Matlala?
On the same issue raised by Honorable Gata, it's not the issue of changing of legislation, changing of ministers. The issue is which legislation. We must write them down. This is one of those legislations that made us difficult for us to pass this. That is why we are stuck with this solar water heater program. It's not the issue of change of ministers.
No, I don't understand what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying. But yet, it is only written we fail to pass legislations. Which ones?
Yes, we've already agreed that it will be listed. That was past that point. We agreed that. Those will be listed and the reasons for. Okay.
It will make sense if you say outstanding legislation than to say the legislation that we as a committee failed to put forward. Is it our call?
Honorable Mohammed Shah.
Chair, I think that Honorable Gada is missing a point. Part of the responsibility of the portfolio is to ensure that legislations are passed in Parliament. For an example, when we came here in 2014, there was the issue of GAMP, which was not passed by previous Parliament, and it was turned back and so on. But because when you are in a new position, you inherit everything. That GAMP now is part of our problem, although we inherited from the previous parliament, if you still remember. I'm just citing one example of a legislation. Now, reason why I've suggested that legislation be listed, it is for the next parliament to know and understand, because when Ariko is listing those legislations, certainly he will highlight these are the reasons for the delay. Because where I'm seated, I would say that the thing of GAMP is not my responsibility because I found it here. But it can't be that I say it's not my responsibility because you inherit everything. So this report, I'm hoping, Chair, as well, that after the editing, Uariko will send it to us and the chairperson of the portfolio so that
we'll sign it off. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And in fact, sorry, Chair, on the issue of the solar water, remember in our last portfolio, we saw that thing appearing from SEF.
Mm-hmm.
And that SEF is going to roll out the implementation of the solar water. And that was a responsibility of the department. But there's an agreement between the department and the entity, especially after the report by the AG, that there's irregular expenditure on the issue of solar water. In the main, the reason is the storage. Yeah? So that thing of solar water, it was also clarified as such, if I still remember, in our last portfolio committee.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you, Kondo. Any other additions? Okay. We will amend as such. We can, Chair, you can come back to your hot seat.
No, this one left us to China.
No, I wanted to correct that. Uche didn't protect. Uche went in another capacity, not at the home. It was not political capacity.
We were not here at the time when he left us. He went to China. No.
In another
capacity. No, he left us. That's why we have these problems. They don't see new things at all. You and the minister, another minister, the one you left to be there by fire.
Okay, thanks, thanks, Honorable Paco. Mr. Kosa, do you want to respond just to clarify some of the things that you raised? I understand that suggested changes, so those will reflect into the report.
Correct.
But if there's anything to be clarified, you can clarify that now.
Thank you, Chair. Now, just to say, Chair, from page 48 to 50, in those challenges and recommendations, we, especially the challenges, we're drilling more, that's more detailed than the ones, the first set, shall I call it, set, for lack of a better word. But some of the issues raised by members are included in there. The SFF, for example, those things are in this last batch that we're going to do now.
Mm-hmm. I told you you don't have your hand up.
No, Chair, I was suggesting that seemingly our inputs overlapped to the other pages, so we can do the minutes now.
Okay. Mr. Kwasi, can we go to the last two pages? Yes, the first part. Then we have did the first part, so Oran Papu said we should just deal with that first.
Yeah.
So can we deal with the challenges and the recommendations?
Okay. So now we're on page 48A of the report. Summary of the key challenges.
14.1, Department of Energy. The department received consecutive qualified audit opinions by the Auditor General during the 16-17 and 17-18 financial years respectively. During the period under review, the department has consistently performed well on financial expenditure. Unfortunately, good financial performance does not translate into good service delivery performance. In the past four financial years, the department has never achieved more than 60% on its performance, let alone the required 80%. In 16-17 and 17-18 financial years, the department achieved 42% of its performance targets. In 14-15, the department achieved 50%, whereas in 15-16, it achieved 51% of its annual performance targets. 14-13, the energy policy and planning program has consistently performed disappointingly throughout the 5-year period. according to the 5-year strategic plan of the department, a considerable number of bills and policies were due for tabling to Parliament. None of the bills or policies were finalized within the 5th Parliament term. The program in the 1670 financial year achieved zero of its planned targets. During 1718 financial year, it achieved only 3 of the 23 set targets. This is an indictment on the leadership of and management of the department, as this program is key on executing the department's mandate, which is energy-specific policies, legislation, and regulations falling within this program. The policies and bills not submitted in the 5th Parliament were also planned for submission during the 4th Parliament, same as in the 4th Parliament. None of the legislation scheduled for submission to Parliament was submitted in the 5th Parliament. Instead, the number of bills to be submitted to Parliament falls every year, without any explanation on what happened to the other legislative measures that had been planned for submission to Parliament in the previous years. Number 5, the legal status of the IPP office is disputed. According to AXAC, the Auditor General, the IPP office is an unlisted public entity. Going forward, the IPP office will have to be a standalone entity reporting to a nominated department. Then with regard to state-owned entities, challenges. Number 1, an important concern raised by the Auditor General was that the oversight of state-owned entities had to be strengthened and that senior and accounting officer management had to act with greater urgency to resolve concerns raised on key controls and risk management. This was evident at Central Energy Fund, Strategic Fuel Fund, PetroSA, DOE, Nexa, NTP, Telkem and Gamatek. The Nexa and its subsidiary Telkem received disclaimer audit opinion from the Auditor General during the 1718 financial year. Number 3, there is uncertainty regarding Telkem's ability to continue as a going concern. Delivering a budget speech in 2017, the former Minister of Energy, Meg Dubai, stated that SEF would undergo rigorous restructuring in the 1718 financial year to ensure more transparency and better accountability. The process of restructuring the Central Energy Fund started as early as 2013, but to date, the restructuring has not yet been finalized. Number 5, PetroSA's business is primarily the gas-to-liquid refinery in Mossel Bay, which is built to process indigenous gas from the south coast. The gas reserves have declined, and in order to continue operating the refinery, PetroSA has increased crude oil processing, which significantly increases the input costs for the business. The GTL refinery has been processing indigenous gas and condensate since 1992. The company reported that indigenous gas and condensate are in sharp decline, and this necessitates a moderation of production for sustenance to 2020. Current projections indicate that PetroSA will run out of gas by October 2020. Furthermore, the company will continue to carry considerable risk of potential well failure, and this could lead to an earlier end of life of the Mossel Bay refinery. Number 6. Investigations have been undertaken with regard to the sale of strategic fuel stock at the SFF, of which the Portfolio Committee on Energy was briefed on several times. SEF has approached the court to declare the sale of the strategic fuel stock illegal. By the end of the 5th Parliament, the court process was not completed. And 14.3 on the EDI, Electricity Distribution Industry, the supply of electricity involves 3 phases, generation, transmission and distribution. The national government is responsible for ensuring the generation of electricity and its transmission across the country. The state-owned electricity company, Eskom, is responsible for over 95% of electricity generation and all transmission in the country. On the other hand, as a sphere of government, municipalities are responsible for the distribution of electricity to consumers. Whilst it is appropriate to have excess supply of electricity, the main challenge that remains is the distribution thereof. Excess electricity would amount to nothing if the intended goal, which is distribution to end users, would not be realized. Then on to page 50. The EDI in South Africa is fragmented. There has been attempts to resolve the challenge, but without much success, even though an interministerial task team has been set up to address these issues. 15. Consolidated recommendations and way forward. The department should provide a comprehensive update on its legislative program, such as status of each bill. The 6th Parliament should ensure that, amongst other things, it monitors meticulously the tabling of legislation and policies. 15.2. Continued reporting by the Department of Energy's quarterly report, Section 32 of the National Treasury. Number 3. Continued reporting by the Department of Energy on the performance of the entities reporting to it. Number 4. Improving the implementation of the Auditor General's recommendations by the Department of Energy and its entities. Number 5. Conducting regular oversight visits, department and its entities, and if possible, in collaboration with committees that do oversight over other entities impacting energy issues, example, Department of Public Enterprises vis-à-vis ESCOM. The Central Energy Group finds itself in a difficult position. The group is dependent heavily on PetroSA. PetroSA is in a crisis and it requires urgent intervention. As its going concern status is not certain, this is negatively affecting the group and compounding the governance challenges within the group. There is an urgent need for a turnaround strategy for the entire group in order to fast-track realization of its mandate. Number 7. Once the investigations regarding the sale of strategic fuel stock at the SFF is finalized, the committee must be briefed on these. Number 8. Address the EDI issues with the interministerial task team. 9. Monitor the implementation of the National Solar Water Heater Program. 10. Ensure that the integrated resource plan for electricity is finalized. Furthermore, ensure that the IRP is reviewed every 2 years. Number 11. Ensure that the national dialogue on the just energy transition is held. This should particularly focus on communities that are going to be affected by the transition from the use of fossil fuels. And that's the end of the report. Thank you.
Just explain what's happening. You see, the reason honourable members were raising things that you would find in the body of the report is because there are recommendations made in different parts of the report. So what we sought to do in the last draft for ease of read is to try and consolidate. So if new members come, so and they want to see what are the main challenges, so at the end we can say, and the Honourable Fako raised the most important one with regard to the changes in the executive and management as well, and the fact that there were vacant posts at senior level, those kinds of things. So we've got to first identify those and then consolidate the recommendations so that at the end of the report, if whether somebody reads the report or not, they can go to the last section of the report to see what are the steps that they need to take. And I do know that even those recommendations would not cover everything that the members now just said. So we'll have to integrate all of them. So what we're trying to do, and some of it is a repetition, but it was intended that at the end we have something like an executive summary that says, these are the main challenges, these are the recommendations for the sixth parliament. So I heard Honorable Mohamed Salah say that we need to do some proofreading, and so we must effect the changes, but we sitting for the last time now. We here tomorrow, so I would request that we adopt the report with the changes.
Yeah.
We will send the final draft before we hand it in for members to see by tomorrow. When we hear before plenary, we can have a look, and then we can indicate to us if there's anything you want us to change. But we'll proof it. We'll just go through this and just make sure that what do you call that thing of yours, Mr. Quarter? When you submit reports for
80 feet.
Yeah, that thing.
Oh yeah.
Before Mr. Quarter does that thing, so just to make sure that there are no errors in the report. Okay. Honorable Nobanda, do you move for the adoption of the report with the, with the changes? It's too late now for a trip, Honorable Nobanda.
No, I don't want a trip. You didn't want to give us a adoption. Not like I want to go to it anyway. On the last day, and I'm not even on the list. You say I want to come to a trip next day.
Can we leave the list? I haven't seen the list. Honorable Matala, what do you say?
There is an important issue that was raised by Comrade Mohamed Salah here with regard to the photo of the committee, that it must be part and parcel of this thing, of this
legal. We don't have a photo of the committee.
How?
This thing chair was done.
Come dress
and
nicely tomorrow for the photo.
What I say?
Oh?
If you don't have nice clothes, don't come. You got your name. You have to be a part of this committee.
We have a group photo that has other people.
But then it was part of the committee. Because remember, also there was instability here.
Yeah.
Before we point out the instability there, to the relative here, there was instability as well.
Yeah.
So that instability here must reflect two photos. So that photo was of the UCC business school.
Okay.
But that photo doesn't tell me.
No, I agree. We're going to put the photo. The difficulty is, I don't remember taking us a photo of just the committee members.
No.
The group photo we have is that one of UCT.
And that one of UCT is not highlighted and reflected here on the report.
It's not.
No, it's not on the report.
I don't trust you.
Okay.
I'm saying I don't trust Mr. Quarta. No, no, I'm not saying. Okay, Mr. Quarta, we must add that. We have that. We have that that one photo. Perhaps, yeah. Honourable members, that's the only photo we have. I guess we'll have to use that one.
But then
we're going to have to take a group photo now, and not everybody's here. We can't take a photo for the veteran member here. Honorable SD is there.
Tomorrow quickly before the house.
then before the house we can organize a photographer before the house.
Can we send you a beautiful individual photos of ourselves?
Honorable. Honorable Carter.
Yes, there's also another option that I'm not sure if you were going to ask the professional person to take the photo, but there is another option that if you're not part of the group, if you feel very strong that you want to use the UCT, and perhaps we send our individual photos, then they can be able to put us in the if the group photo is not possible.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what Honorable Mohammed Salah would say.
Yes, I want to support Honorable the fund is booked.
But if you say
they must say, which fund, that one is fine, I don't even care.
What they know, how I look like.
Yeah, you can go to the parliament
website,
take the photos there, because the photos that are there were taken with one camera, one lighting, one whatever. There will be no manga business there.
Okay, Honorable Mohammed Salah.
Ariko, thank you. Naturally, I'm going to send a picture to Ariko because the one of Parliament is blurry. I look like a dead person. That's the reality of the man. That's the one of Parliament. Now, I don't want to look like a dead person myself whilst I'm still alive. Now, Che, I want to reiterate. Here in the committee, we are like the executives of this portfolio. We changed several times. There was that fellow of the DA who went to the city of Cape Town, remember? Who was consistently reminding us that he's been in this committee.
Honorable for 20
years. Then we must have that picture of that committee. And have a picture of a McKay's committee. And then this is the committee that you will know that the sixth parliament, Ivalung Ababandu, and these are the people who compiled their report and so on and adopted it, by the way. Right? So we can send our individual pictures to you. And then all your fan darlings, you know, the ones who were reshuffled by the DA, they will appear. Yeah, there. So if there must be that reflection of a reshuffle here in the committees as well.
Period, yeah.
Yeah, the periods. Yeah. Because with that instability, it was also occurring here. So we are going to send you individual pictures of ourselves.
Now
yeah. So it would be very nice if we send the ID size.
We'll send it to Ariko.
Yeah.
Me, I'm going to send you. Okay, you can get GCIS website is a beautiful picture of myself.
Oh,
nice. It's called an official picture in another level. Thank you.
Send the link.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, come. Who's moving?
I moved.
Seconda.
Seconda.
Onan Matalo. Honorable Nobanda moves, seconded by Honorable Matala. Okay, Ariko, there have been many changes, ne?
Yeah.
So you see what you sold have. So you can go to 2014, put one picture there, what, and then put other pictures in the respective years where there are changes. So we can do that. We can put more than one picture, it shouldn't be a problem.
Since this was a portfolio which demanded by qualifications, they wanted to put them on the link yourself.
Oh,
I said that can't be that you want to write on my achievements. I was not with you. This was a moment you said too much.
You reminded me now. You may want to add that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Yes,
okay.
Oh.
Can we go 2 minutes?
Yes,
yes.
Half past one
now.
Honorable, you've read the minutes.
Yeah.
He was okay.
So that's minutes of the 12th February 2019 when we saw the Auditor General.
I move for the adoption of the 12th February 2019 minutes.
Seconded by Honorable
Mabunda.
Mabunda.
Thank you.
26 February 2019.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the 26 February 2019, followed by the last 2 minutes.
Wait, Honorable Matala, who's seconding 26 February?
My fellow was trying to move on all the minutes.
Yeah, he's doing what you did the last time.
He has read all of them.
I second Chairperson.
5 March.
Chairperson, I move for the adoption.
Seconded by Honorable Mubanda.
Honorable
Mubanda,
seconded.
5 March, you were present, Honorable Mubanda.
I second. 5
March. Honorable Carter, second. Honorable Mubanda, 5 March.
Yes.
Meeting next and the last minute, the Central Energy Fund last week.
Honorable Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 12th March 2019 as a true reflection of what the committee discussed. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honorable.
I second that Honorable
reflection. Thanks, Honorable.
Baku.
The last one is today's meeting.
Yes,
I'm just putting the names. It's a test, madam. I'm just putting the names.
Honorable Matala, can you move the minutes?
Today.
Impossible.
That's being moved.
No,
the names will just be included. There's no names.
Okay,
Honorable.
But Honorable Matala, can we do this? Can we say that the report was adopted with changes?
Yes.
Yes.
So that we can take into account those changes that still got to effect into the report.
Okay.
So, Honorable Matala moves?
Yes, I move for the adoptions.
Of the minutes of the 19th of March 2019,
Honorable Chair, with changes.
Yes. I move that under.
Honorable Carter, second?
Yes, second.
With the changes, we will set the changes on our books. And we have agreed we'll send the final draft to you.
Yeah.
That's all. Who wants to propose a closure with a word of thanks? Honorable Kada. Honorable Kada and followed by Honorable Paku.
I just want to ask a question before I say any words with regard. It is our last, very last meeting. Are we not planning to go out at the committee or something? I'm just being serious.
Too late now.
Okay.
To take us out for lunch.
I know the chair has got a budget for that. Chairperson and colleagues, thank you very much. I know that I joined you very late sometime in 2018, when I started here, Chairperson, this is one of the portfolios I was not looking forward to.
Yeah.
For one reason that, you know, I always acknowledge my weakness. I will never pretend as if I know everything. the fact that this portfolio is too technical. And but I must say that with the help of this portfolio, you guys, you made my life easy in terms of understanding. And the teamwork that was displayed by the members of this committee, I really appreciate. Even if in the fifth parliament you don't see each other, but I think we'll always remain the colleagues, even if we meet each other somewhere in the passages or in provinces or anywhere in the world. Thank you very much, guys. I will always check on you. I will always keep in touch to check how you guys are doing in your personal space. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the teamwork and the support that I got from my members. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Brata, Honorable Faku.
Thank you so much, Comrade Chair. Comrades, thank you so much. All of you, including you, and thank you so much for all your cooperation. We've been a team, one team, Team Energy, and we succeeded. Although we didn't succeed because of some challenges beyond our control, but we made the best. Our oversights were nice, were good. We were never in the papers for controversial reasons, for divisions. We were a team. There was harmony in our meetings. I want to wish well all of you comrades, those who are not coming back. I wish you all the best. I wish you find something and success in your new endeavors. Those who are coming back, I wish you all the best as well. I want to thank Ariko for all the standing work, for all the support you've done, Vuyo, Yoli, Notumo, everybody, Suvich. Tell them that we really, really appreciate their support on behalf of the community. We really thank you. Mapelo, you've always consistent in attending our meetings, representing ESCOM. To all of you, the monitoring team, we also thank you for all your support in our community. Chairperson, you have been an outstanding chairperson. Thank you so much for your leadership. Even though we didn't travel enough, those who will be in the committee, we wish them they will travel enough. Thank you so much for your leadership, Chairperson. I wish everybody well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Faku. Honorable Mabunda.
I propose closure.
Okay, Honorable Mabunda, don't propose closure. I'll close the meeting. Okay, now, Honorable Faku, you're quite right that we were never... the portfolio, there were issues in the public domain that were negative with regard to the portfolio, and I mean not the committee, I mean the portfolio of energy. But in general terms, we were never in the news for the wrong reasons. So it has been a good sign. And the honorable members mustn't forget that in the fifth parliament, so you were, and there are many committees here. How many committees do we have here? 40-something?
Yeah.
So you were just in the 5 years. In the 1 year, we were the best committee in parliament, and in the one other year, you were runner-up. Committee, so in the just the 5 years.
Yeah.
So
after that, there was no more chair. After we came second, after that year, there was nothing again.
I know what happened. It is because of the what you call it? The more high profile things that happened.
Yeah.
In the other committees, communications and others, so but you've been good. So Honorable Faku, Honorable Kata, I don't want to spoil what you said, so thanks very much. I'm sorry we didn't travel enough.
No, you must instruct Arago to put those important things. that you've highlighted. On
but
the
those are the Sunday
report.
Times things,
then.
Those are Sunday Times.
Yeah,
but,
it's
yeah,
fine.
But there was, it was, it's a survey of the newspaper,
yeah.
Of the, all the newspapers that, okay, of the media houses that are here in Parliament. So they do a survey of all of them.
Yeah.
So it was just not, it was reported by Sunday Times. But it was for it was a survey of the media houses that are here in Parliament. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. All right. So that's all. I wish we could go out, Honourable Carter, this evening, but we're finishing late.
Yeah.
We'll go now.
And we've got a party
tomorrow.
We've got a party tomorrow.
Please enjoy your party tomorrow.
Thank
Thanks very much. The meetings are end.
Okay.
You are welcome to come all over.
Close,
close,
close.
Okay.